The next two LOS concern the LIFO reserve. They ask us to explain LIFO reserve and LIFO liquidation and their effects on financial statements and ratios, and to convert a company's reported financial statements from LIFO to FIFO for purposes of comparison. When prices are rising, firms that report inventory under LIFO will report lower inventory values and higher cost of goods sold than firms that report under FIFO. Because these differences affect key ratios used to evaluate and compare companies, analysts may adjust the financial statements of LIFO firms so they can be compared to those of FIFO firms. These four relations hold when prices have been rising over the relevant period. LIFO inventory is less than FIFO inventory. LIFO cost of goods sold is greater than FIFO cost of goods sold. LIFO net income is less than FIFO net income. And LIFO tax is less than FIFO tax. Firms that report under LIFO must also report a LIFO reserve, the amount by which LIFO inventory is less than FIFO inventory. To make financial statements prepared under LIFO comparable to those of FIFO firms, an analyst must add the LIFO reserve to LIFO inventory on the balance sheet and increase the retained earnings component of shareholders' equity by the LIFO reserve. When prices are increasing, a LIFO firm will pay less in taxes than it would pay under FIFO. For this reason, analysts often decrease a LIFO firm's cash by the tax rate times the LIFO reserve, and increase its retained earnings by the LIFO reserve times the quantity 1 minus the tax rate, instead of the full LIFO reserve. For comparison, it is also necessary to convert a LIFO firm's cost of goods sold to FIFO cost of goods sold. The difference between LIFO and FIFO cost of goods sold is equal to the change in the LIFO reserve for the period. To convert cost of goods sold from LIFO to FIFO, simply subtract the change in the LIFO reserve. Assuming inflation, FIFO cost of goods sold is lower than LIFO cost of goods sold, so subtracting the change in the LIFO reserve from LIFO cost of goods sold makes intuitive sense. When prices are falling, we still subtract the change in the LIFO reserve to convert from LIFO cost of goods sold to FIFO cost of goods sold. In this case, however, the change in the LIFO reserve is negative, and subtracting it will result in higher costs of goods sold. This again makes sense. When prices are falling, FIFO cost of goods sold is greater than LIFO cost of goods sold. Again, assuming increasing prices, we can trace the effects on ratios of adjusting LIFO values to FIFO. Profitability ratios. As compared to FIFO, LIFO produces higher cost of goods sold in the income statement and results in lower earnings. Any profitability measure that includes cost of goods sold will be higher under FIFO. For example, reducing cost of goods sold will result in higher gross, operating, and net profit margins as compared to LIFO. Liquidity ratios. Compared to FIFO, LIFO results in a lower inventory value on the balance sheet. Because inventory, a current asset, is higher under FIFO, the current ratio, a popular measure of liquidity, is also higher under FIFO. Working capital is higher under FIFO as well, because current assets are higher. The quick ratio is unaffected by the firm's inventory cost flow method, because inventory is excluded from its numerator. Activity ratios. Inventory turnover is higher for firms that use LIFO compared to firms that use FIFO. Under LIFO, cost of goods sold is valued at more recent higher costs, while inventory is valued at older, lower costs. Adjusting to FIFO values will result in lower turnover and higher days of inventory on hand. Solvency ratios. Adjusting to FIFO results in higher total assets because inventory is higher. Higher total assets under FIFO result in higher stockholders' equity. Because total assets and stockholders' equity are higher under FIFO, the debt ratio and the debt-to-equity ratio are lower under FIFO compared to LIFO. Next, we will consider a LIFO liquidation. Recall that the LIFO reserve is equal to the difference between LIFO inventory and FIFO inventory. The LIFO reserve will increase when prices are rising and inventory quantities are stable or increasing. If a firm is liquidating its inventory or if prices are falling, the LIFO reserve will decline. A LIFO liquidation occurs when a LIFO firm's inventory quantities decline. Older, lower costs are included in cost of goods sold compared to a situation in which inventory quantities are not declining. LIFO liquidation results in higher profit margins and higher income taxes compared to what they would be if inventory quantities were not declining. The extra profit reported with a LIFO liquidation inflates operating margins by recognizing historical inflationary gains from increasing inventory prices as income in the current period. Increases in profit margins from LIFO liquidation are not sustainable, however, because a firm cannot continue forever to sell existing inventory without replenishment. Management could draw down inventory to cause a LIFO liquidation and artificially inflate current period earnings. Inventory declines can also be caused by events outside management's control, such as strikes or materials shortages at a key supplier that make inventory reduction involuntary, or a decline in expected customer orders that results in a voluntary reduction in inventory to suit market conditions. Analysts must look to the LIFO reserve disclosures in the footnotes to see if the LIFO reserve has decreased over the period, which would indicate the possibility of a LIFO liquidation that requires adjustment of profit margins if its impact has been significant. Regardless of the underlying reason for a LIFO liquidation, the resulting decrease in cost of goods sold will increase gross profits, pre-tax income, and net income. Decreased cash expenses from not producing inventory will increase operating cash flow, although higher income taxes on higher earnings will partially offset this increase in cash flows. The next LOS asks us to describe the measurement of inventory at the lower of cost and net realizable value. Under IFRS, inventory is reported on the balance sheet at the lower of cost or net realizable value. Net realizable value is equal to the expected sales price less the estimated selling costs and completion costs. If net realizable value is less than the balance sheet value of inventory, the inventory is written down to net realizable value, and the loss is recognized in the income statement. If there is a subsequent recovery in value, the inventory can be written up, and the gain is recognized in the income statement by reducing cost of goods sold by the amount of the recovery. Because inventory is valued at the lower of cost or net realizable value, inventory cannot be written up by more than it was previously written down. Under U.S. GAAP, inventory is reported on the balance sheet at the lower of cost or market. Market is usually equal to replacement cost, but cannot be greater than net realizable value, or NRV, or less than NRV minus a normal profit margin. If replacement cost exceeds NRV, then market is NRV. If replacement cost is less than NRV minus a normal profit margin, then market is NRV minus a normal profit margin. If cost exceeds market, the inventory is written down to market on the balance sheet and a loss is recognized in the income statement. The market value becomes the new cost basis. If there is a subsequent recovery in value, no write-up is allowed under U.S. GAAP. Recall that LIFO ending inventory is based on older, lower costs, assuming inflation, than under FIFO. Because cost is the basis for determining whether an impairment has occurred, LIFO firms are less likely to recognize inventory write-downs than firms using FIFO or weighted average cost. analysts must understand how an inventory write-down or write-up affects a firm's ratios. For example, a write-down may significantly affect inventory turnover in current and future periods. Thus, comparability of ratios across periods may be an issue. In certain industries, reporting inventory above historical cost is permitted under IFRS and US GAAP. This exception applies primarily to producers and dealers of commodity-like products, such as agricultural and forest products, mineral ores, and precious metals. Under this exception, inventory is reported at net realizable value, and any unrealized gains and losses from changing market prices are recognized in the income statement. If an active market exists for the commodity, the quoted market price is used to value the inventory. Otherwise, recent market transactions are used. Next, we are asked to describe implications of valuing inventory at net realizable value for financial statements and ratios. A write-down of inventory to net realizable value affects the financial statements and ratios in several ways. Assuming the write-down is reported as part of the cost of sales, these effects in the period of the write-down include: as inventory is part of current assets, an inventory write-down decreases both current and total assets. The current ratio decreases. However, the quick ratio is unaffected because inventories are not included in the numerator of the quick ratio. Inventory turnover is increased, which decreases days inventory on hand and the cash conversion cycle. The decrease in total asset increases total asset turnover and increases the debt-to-assets ratio. Equity is decreased, increasing the debt-to-equity ratio. The increase in cost of goods sold reduces gross margin, operating margin, and net margin. The percentage decrease in net income can be expected to be greater than the percentage decrease in assets or equity. As a result, both return on assets and return on equity are decreased. For periods subsequent to a write-down of inventory to net realizable value, cost of goods sold may be decreased by lower inventory carrying values, which will increase profitability. Together with the decrease in assets and equity from the prior period write-down, an increase in net income from decreased cost of goods sold will increase reported return on assets and return on equity in subsequent periods. Our next LOS is to describe the financial statement presentation of and disclosures relating to inventories. Inventory disclosures, usually found in the financial statement footnotes, are useful in evaluating the firm's inventory management. The disclosures are also useful in making adjustments to facilitate comparisons with other firms in the industry. Required inventory disclosures are similar under U.S. GAAP and IFRS and include the cost flow method used, total carrying value of inventory with carrying value of raw materials, work in process, and finished goods if appropriate, carrying value of inventories reported at fair value less selling costs, the cost of inventory recognized as an expense during the period, amount of inventory write-downs during the period, carrying value of inventories pledged as collateral, and reversals of inventory write-downs during the period, including a discussion of the circumstances of reversal. This is required under IFRS only because U.S. GAAP does not allow reversals. Although rare, a firm can change inventory cost flow methods. In most cases, the change is made retrospectively. That is, the prior year's financial statements are recast based on the new cost flow method. The cumulative effect of the change is reported as an adjustment to the beginning retained earnings of the earliest year presented. Under IFRS, the firm must demonstrate that the change will provide reliable and more relevant information. Under U.S. GAAP, the firm must explain why the change in cost flow method is preferable. An exception to retrospective application applies when a firm changes to LIFO from another cost flow method. In this case, the change is applied prospectively. No adjustments are made to the prior periods. With prospective application, the carrying value of inventory under the old method simply becomes the first layer of inventory under LIFO in the period of the change.